Now, Bahraini court has sentenced four people to life in prison and a fifth person to 10 years in prison after convicting them of terrorism charges. The defendants were found guilty of blowing up a car last November to disrupt the Formula One Grand Prix. They were also found guilty of making and possessing explosives, detonating explosives, and stealing a car, all with the aim of carrying out a terrorist act. The bombing occurred near a financial center in the Bahraini capital, Manama, but no one was killed or injured in the incident. Bahrain has held the annual Grand Prix race since 2012. Let's speak to Christopher Zunes, professor with the University of San Francisco, and he joins us via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor. Now, we were earlier talking here on Press TV with an ex-Bahraini MP who said what we've seen over the past years is the Bahraini regime using the judicial system to curb the protest movement we're seeing taking place in Bahrain. Do you see it that way too?
Very much so. They have imprisoned quite a number of activists for real or imagined crimes. And it's a way of basically saying that we will not tolerate any kind of dissent. The good news is they recently released a long-term activist. So there are, it shows that some international pressure is working. But by and large, the repressive nature of the system is still operating.
Indeed, there's also that concerted effort on the Bahraini regime to show the world a different face of Bahrain, that things are normal there, that there are no protests except for a few group of people who are out to disrupt the daily life of the peaceful Bahraini population. What do you say to that PR campaign? Because agencies like the Formula One are complicit in this, wouldn't you agree?
Very much so. I mean, there are calls throughout the world for the Formula One to stop the annual race in Bahrain, that it was essentially giving legitimacy to a repressive regime. But the regime decided to go ahead anyway. The four people who were sentenced just recently were accused of blowing up a car to disrupt the race. I don't know if they're actually guilty of the crime or not, but clearly, as we all know, car bombs, if you are meant to kill people, they can kill a lot of people. This was not to kill people. It was an act to just to try to, an act of sabotage, if you will, disrupt the race. If indeed these people did so, I don't think it was a good idea. These kinds of actions just give the regime an excuse to crack down, but we know full well that there have been a lot of completely nonviolent Bahrainis who've been falsely accused of terrorism, and this alleged threat of terrorism has been used to stifle not just a handful of people who might have extremist views, but the vast majority of Bahrainis who are nonviolent and want democratic change.
Indeed, and very quickly, if you can, Professor Zunes. What would you say to the expressed desire of some Bahraini officials to set up an Arab court of human rights in the kingdom?
Well, most of the efforts by the regime to have some kind of human rights monitoring are phony. We've seen these quite before. The Moroccan government has been pushing this kind of deal in Western Sahara and elsewhere. They're pretty phony. But the real importance, I think, is to have international civil society organizing and demand greater transparency, as Amnesty International and other human rights organizations have done. That we cannot trust the regime to monitor its own human rights abuses.
Okay, that was Professor Stephen Zunes with the University of San Francisco. They're joining us via Skype. Many thanks for your comments here on Press TV, sir.